Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel requests the U.S. Supreme Court to review our case involving pro-life sidewalk counselors. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, we have a case that comes out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the style of the case is Riley versus City of Harrisburg. We represent two individuals, Becky Bitter and Colleen Riley. These are two sidewalk counselors who go outside of a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic or center to give life-saving information to women who are about ready to terminate the child's life and really redirect the whole future of their own lives with the consequences. And the City of Harrisburg just simply got a proposed buffer zone ordinance drafted by Planned Parenthood, and they signed it into law with very little, if no debate at all. And it prohibits pro-life speech in certain places up to 70 feet away from the actual Planned Parenthood abortion center, 70 feet of public sidewalk.
But I thought public sidewalks were a protected place for free speech.
Yeah, they are. They're supposed to be.
How does this happen, you know?
So we filed a lawsuit. The case went to the Court of Appeals and then back down to the judge and so forth. It's been back and forth. Now we're at the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court is being asked to review this case to take it because there's conflicts in this ultimate ruling. The Court of Appeals upheld the lower court ruling in which the lower court judge literally rewrote the law. Literally rewrote the law. The law can't be more clear than what it is in this particular case. And it applies only really to pro-life speech. In fact, the city in the depositions, the people who actually enforce the law, interpret the law, apply the law, they actually said that it applies only to conversations of substance.
So you can talk about anything else on the public sidewalk, but if you are helping to counsel a woman outside an abortion center, then the ordinance comes into play.
Right. And what's the conversation of substance? It is relevant to the substance of what's in front of that abortion clinic. And of course, they're not going to apply it to the abortion clinic workers that are talking about abortion, but they're going to apply it to the pro-lifers. And that's what they said, that if you talk about pro-life, that would be a conversation of substance, and that would be prohibited. In fact, we have information in the record that says, what if an attorney was out front and they wanted to pass out information about their law firm or the services that they provide or something else that is not related to abortion? Is that permitted? Oh, yes, that's permitted. But what if you're out there and you want to pass out some pro-life flyers or information
for a pregnancy center or something like that.
Right. Information about how you can have a free pregnancy test at the pro-life pregnancy center. Is that permitted? No, that's not permitted because that would be a conversation, a communication of substance. So it's very clear that this is how the ordinance is drafted. This is why it was drafted. This is how the city understands it. And this is how the city applies it.
And this ordinance was actually drafted by Planned Parenthood.
It was drafted by
Planned
Parenthood.
So follow the money here.
Right. So what the lower court judge did is she redrafted the ordinance. She said, well, no, it only applies in a narrower fashion than this. And yet, you know, when you go look at the order and you look at the ordinance and the people who are enforcing it, and here's the problem. Here's what the ordinance says. This is how they understand to enforce it against the pro-lifers. This is what the abortion clinic workers understand it to be as well. Now, if a court rules like this one did below, well, it only applies if you have a larger, you know, intended gatherings for certain speech. And it really doesn't apply according to how, number one, it's written. And it doesn't apply to, number two, how they understand it and how they enforce it. So what happens? You get a court decision buried somewhere in some book on a shelf or someplace electronically, and then you have law enforcement officers a couple of months from now, and they come back, and what do? They look at the statute, and the statute says this, and it's very clear how you enforce it. You're not going to go plow through some electronic database to find some court decision that may have interpreted it. So that's the problem. Courts cannot redraft a statute. That's it. Courts are courts. They do interpretation of a statute. They don't redraft it. The drafting process or redrafting, amending process, is not the prerogative of the courts. That is what happens with the legislative body. And so that's where the real challenge is. And so we requested the U.S. Supreme Court to review it. There's a couple of problems. One, the Court of Appeals allowed the lower court to redraft it, and that goes against every other Court of Appeals in the country. So there's a conflict. Number two, the question is, which constitutional provision do you apply in terms of cases? Obviously, it's the First Amendment right to free speech, but in terms of cases. And this presents a very solid case for the Supreme Court's recent cases to be applied here, which give strong protection to free speech, even including pro-life speech, cases which the lower courts literally just set aside. So it's a big case, and we're asking the Supreme Court to take it. We'll know in the near future what the Supreme Court decides on the case. And Holly, as you know, the Supreme Court only takes a very small number of cases. 8,000 to 9,000 cases are requested for review every year, and they only take about, you know, between 70 and 80 cases every year. So it's a very small number. And they look sometimes at, you know, whether there's conflicts in the circuit. That's one of the main reasons, conflicts in the circuits. But even when there's conflicts in the circuit, sometimes they don't take a case. In fact, if you go back and you look at what they recently did, is they denied, I think it was 10 Second Amendment cases for reviews. And they didn't take a single one of them, denied all 10 of them. And yet those cases down below, the 10 from the various courts of appeal or the high courts of a state, they conflicted with other opinions out there. And so that was a case or cases ripe for the Supreme Court to get involved in, but instead they sidestepped 10 Second Amendment cases, 10 of them, coming from around the country, all with different kinds of situations, all of which had some kind of conflict with other cases out there. So while that is the baseline, they don't always have to do it. It's up to them which cases they decide to review.
Well, you know, in this case, I mean, ultimately, it's free speech we're talking about, pro-life speech. But ultimately, as you know, this is about saving the lives of children and women, you know. And on the other hand, Planned Parenthood has its greedy hands out wanting to make money off these women and children.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, this is a huge organization, a multi-billion dollar organization that receives a lot of state taxpayer dollars. President Trump has worked on the federal level to defund Planned Parenthood federally, but they still get a lot of dollars from the states, $500 million every year. And then they also dipped into some of the Paycheck Protection Program funds,
$80 million
worth. And we're having calls and working with others to have them repay that because they had no business getting those funds.
But of course, we see their greed firsthand as we represent Sander Merritt, one of the journalists who unveiled the horrendous profit they make off of selling these innocent little baby parts.
Yeah, it's horrendous what has been revealed in the two cases that we represent Sandra on, the civil case and as well as the criminal case.
Yet she's being prosecuted.
And she's the one being prosecuted and being sued. That's a case, continue to keep that in prayers. In fact, we just filed a brief in the criminal case asking for some of the claims to be dismissed. But these cases, these two involving Sandra, our client, who has revealed what Planned Parenthood has been doing, working with these stem organ providers or these human organ providers, giving them these abortion baby body parts for sale.
It's an evil organization.
It's evil. Horrible. It's absolutely evil. And so pray for our clients, Becky and Colleen, and pray for this case, Riley versus City of Harrisburg. because these women are out there every day providing life-saving information, and they can't get close enough to them to even talk in a reasonable manner or even give them a brochure or some kind of comfort or maybe even a hug when they need it, because you can't do that at 70 feet away. Pray for these women and for sidewalk counselors all over the country. Visit our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.